Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
God wants you to walk in the supernatural, miracle-working faith to fulfill His true purpose for your life. Let me ask you a question. What are you saying? What are you saying? Are you making declarations? Are you making confessions that are mixed with doubt? Well, this will happen if. Are you putting a condition verbally into your confession? See, you need to understand. Jesus said, you must believe what you say. Don't say what you don't believe. But if you believe it based on the word of God, that's why it's so important to know scripture. Quote God's word about what you believe that you're going to receive. The Bible says, by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed. I believe his word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will never pass away. The word of the Lord will endure forever. I am simply repeating his word that has life, his word that never fails. Heaven and earth will fail, but never his word. See, I speak in faith. And faith is based upon believing God's word above the circumstance. Now, this is where God wants us all to get to. He wants us to walk in the supernatural, understanding that there is no limit to our lives if we will simply believe that God is the God of miracles. There's no limit. The only question is what is his will? What does he want me to do? Well, how is his will revealed? It's revealed in his word. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health. Jesus Christ died not only for our sins, but to give us healing for our body. We must believe that and we must speak it, even though we don't see it. Because faith is based upon believing God's word above the circumstances. You see, your faith confession will change your circumstances. Come on, repeat after me. My faith confession, based on the word of God, will change my circumstances. Do you believe that? I said, do you really believe that? Then give God a hand of praise if you really believe your faith confession. See, faith doesn't deny the situation. Faith is a deeper reality. It connects to the spirit realm where all things are possible. I'm not denying this. I am believing by the faith of God that this situation will change because there is another reality where all things are possible. Jesus told us that. Speaking words of faith in God supersede your problem. The Bible says with God, all things are possible. Faith is motivated by what we believe and not what we see. Jesus said in John 11:40, if you would believe, you would see the glory of God. See, your faith in God's word causes you to see something totally different than your circumstance. If you would believe, you would see the glory of God. You wouldn't see your sickness. You would see that I serve a God of miracles. All things are possible if I believe. Now, to believe actually means to put faith in. It means to put trust in. It means expecting a change. Your belief will determine your outcome. Come on, repeat after me. My belief in God and his word will determine my outcome. If you really believe that, give God a hand of praise. Because that's what's going to happen. What the word of God says and what I believe. Amen. Let me quickly go to number five. Developing miracle working faith requires persistence. And this is something that I think is the most difficult part for us as human beings, that when we pray, we don't get immediately what we're praying about. Miracle working faith requires persistence. In other words, don't stop believing. Persistent faith receives miracles from God. A definition of persistence means continuing to hold on in a firm, steady, lasting way and to remain constant. In other words, persistent faith is acting with assurance your miracle will come while you're waiting to receive it. I'm acting in assurance that my miracle will come while I'm waiting to receive it. In Hebrews chapter 10 and 23, it says, let us hold firm to the hope that we have confessed, because we can trust God to do as he promised. Folks, you can trust God to keep his promises. He's not a man that he should lie. If he said it in his word, he will do it. Verse 35 of Hebrews 10 says, therefore, do not cast away your confident hope, for it will receive a reward. And you stand in need of endurance, patient endurance, so that as the result of having done the will of God, you will receive the promised blessing. In other words, there's some things you're going to have to wait on. See, it's important that you understand that one of the most important requirements for miracles is persistent faith. I wish all miracles would happen immediately, but it doesn't work like that. And yet God expects us to continue believing and praying regardless of what it looks like. Some of the miracles that Jesus performed on earth didn't happen immediately. In Mark chapter 8 and 23, there's an example. Jesus took a blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hand upon him, he asked him if he could see anything. Now, this is Jesus, the creator. He prayed for the man, and then he said, well, can you see anything? Most of us will say, of course he saw something. Listen to what the man said. The Bible says, the man said, I see men like trees walking. This is the Savior. This is the God of miracles. This is the Lord Jesus that can do anything. And the Lord said, can you see? And he said, yeah, I can see. I see men walking like trees. Well, men are not trees. And men shouldn't look like trees. So he wasn't totally healed. The Bible says, then Jesus put his hands on his eyes again and made him look again, and he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Let me give you another example where a miracle didn't happen immediately. In Luke chapter 17 and 12, as he entered a certain village, he met 10 men who were lepers who stood far off. And they lifted up their voices and they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go sub yourselves to the priest. Go show yourselves to the priest. And so it was as they went to the priest, they were being healed. So you see, don't become discouraged if you don't receive immediate healing or God answers your prayer immediately. You know what Jesus said? And he said it for a reason. In Matthew chapter 7:7, he said, keep on asking. He said, keep on asking what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. And then he gives us this assurance. Listen to what he says in verse 8. Because everyone who asks receives. Did you hear what he said? Because everyone who keeps on asking receives. And everyone who keeps on seeking finds. And everyone who keeps on knocking, that door is going to open.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, the Bible tells us that every answer to prayer is assigned a season. Listen to what it says in Ecclesiastes 3 and 1. It says, to everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose. I'm going to say it again. Every answer to prayer is assigned a season. You said, what? Yeah. The Bible says, to everything, that means your answers to prayer, there is a season. See, there is an assigned time and season for everything that God does in your life. And God's delays are not denials, but an appointed season. And verse 11 of Ecclesiastes 3 says he makes everything beautiful in its time. And then Jesus gave us an example in Luke chapter 18 and 1. Let me read this. For you. One day, Jesus told his disciples a story to show them that they should always pray and never give up. Come on, repeat after me. I must always pray and never give up. He said there was a judge in a certain city who neither feared God nor cared about people. And a widow of that city came to him repeatedly saying, give me justice in this dispute of my enemy. Now, the widow had several obstacles to overcome. First of all, she was a woman. And in Palestinian society, during our Lord's time, women did not go to court. She was a widow, number two. She had no husband who would go to court with her. And finally, she was poor, and she couldn't pay a bribe to bring her case forward, even if she wanted to. Now, listen to what Jesus said. The judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said to himself, I don't fear God and care about people, but this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice because she's wearing me out with her constant requests. Then the Lord said, learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Now, I need to explain this to you because you may be thinking that Jesus is saying God is like the unjust judge. No, Jesus is saying God is the opposite of this for our lives. See, this parable about prayer, he's contrasting, not comparing the selfish judge to our Heavenly Father. What he is saying to us is, if that unjust judge who didn't care about God or people took care of her need, how much more will your loving Heavenly Father do for you whatever you ask Him? Even the unjust judge rendered a decision in her favor. Jesus went on to say, so don't you think God will surely give justice to His chosen people who cry out to Him night and day? Will He keep putting them off? I say to you that He will avenge or answer them speedily. Now that sounds like right away. But what it actually means in the original language, it means at a fixed time and place, suddenly and by surprise. We're talking about seasons. For everything, there's a season. God answers your prayers in seasons. Your prayer for healing, sometimes He'll answer it within a certain season beyond at the prayer line. But He's already determined that you will be healed. Remember that God's delays are not the delays of inactivity, but of preparation. He's working behind the scenes. God is always answering prayer. In fact, the moment we send Him our prayer request according to His will, God begins to work right then. God works in all things at all times, causing all things to work together to accomplish His eternal purposes for your benefit. Can we pause and give the Lord a hand of praise? Let me prove it to you. Romans chapter 8 and 28. Listen to what it says. We know, say I know, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Everything regarding your life is working together for your good. God wants you to believe that. So don't give up. Keep on asking, keep on believing until it comes. That's so important for God to get through to us. Don't stop asking. It's coming in the season. It's coming in the assigned season. I've already taken care of it, but it's coming in the assigned season. Very quickly, let me give you one more. Number six, pray for the gift of faith and miracles. Now, we can pray for this. Pray for the gift of faith and miracles. The working of miracles is a gift by the Holy Spirit given to believers to work miracles. In Acts chapter 1 and 8, Jesus stated that supernatural abilities and power would come into the lives of those who were filled with the Holy Spirit. Listen to what he says. He says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Now, that word power is dunamis. It means supernatural ability. It means mighty and wonderful works, workers of miracles. Jesus said, when you receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit, you will become a worker of miracles because the Spirit of God is in you and upon you with power, supernatural miracle working power. Now, there are different gifts given by the Holy Spirit to the church. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and 28, it says, God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that, miracles, and then gifts of healings. Now, the apostle Paul had unusual miracles, the Bible tells us. In Acts chapter 19 and 11, it says, God did extraordinary miracles through Paul so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched his body were taken to the sick, and their illnesses were healed, and evil spirits left them. The gifts of miracles and healings often work together. If you have one, generally the Lord will use you in the other as well. Folks, people still need the operation of the gift of faith in miracles. And God wants to use you to perform miracles today. Somebody say, I'm a candidate. Somebody raise your hand and say, I'm a candidate. God saw that. Benson Itahosa. Some of you know who that gentleman was. He was a charismatic Pentecostal preacher and first Pentecostal archbishop in Nigeria. He was renowned for the operation of the gift of faith and miracles in his ministry. He is reported to have performed so many miracles, including healing the blind and raising up 28 people from the dead. I was in a conference when he was there and he shared his testimony. And this is what he said. He went, when he got born again, he went from village to village trying to find people who had recently died. And he'd say, is there anybody dead in here? Is there anybody who recently died in this village? This was after he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And whenever he found the dead person in the village, he would go to raise them from the dead. And he did. He said, what Jesus said is true. Matthew 10 and 7 is true. Jesus said, go preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. One of his favorite scripture verses. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. I said it before. I'm going to repeat it. He raised 28 people from the dead. And he performed many other miracles. On one occasion, he said, there was a drought in Nigeria for many days in their territory. So the president of Nigeria called him up, and he came to the palace. And he said, Reverend Itahosa, we need rain. Will you pray for rain? And Benson looked at the president of Nigeria and said, when do you want it? When do you want it? He said, well, it'd be good if the Lord would send rain now. So he prayed. He said, Lord, send rain now. The storm clouds began to form shortly after this, and then it began to thunder, and it began to rain after his words. Can men have such power with God? Jesus said it. We don't realize the power resident in us as believers when we have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said it, you shall receive dunamis, miracle working power. God wants you to know that today, that he is a God of miracles, and he wants you to develop miracle working faith to work those miracles. And the gift of miracles by the Holy Spirit is to let people know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He's the Savior of the world. He's the only way to make heaven and eternal life. I'm going to say it again. Folks, God wants you to develop miracle-working faith.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. The title of today's message is Developing Miracle-Working Faith. This is part 4. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I want to encourage you that God has a plan for your life. Regardless of how things may be going right now, the difficulties and the circumstances and situations you may find yourself in, I want to encourage you to know that God will help you. He will deliver you. He will make a way. Let's pray together. Father, I want to thank you for these faithful listeners. And I'm asking you right now in the name of your Son, Jesus, that you would move on their behalf. Whatever the situation is, change it. Whatever the need is, meet the need.
Bless them, my Father, I pray. Draw us closer to you, even as we continue to pray and to seek you for your direction in our lives. Bless us today, in Jesus' name. I believe that God has great things in store for your life, so keep on praying and believing, and keep listening to A Place to Grow. God bless you today.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.